President Trump is a total and complete dip.
As AI grows more sophisticated and popular, the voices warning against the potential dangers are growing louder.
Introducing AI-generated election posters. You can basically be anyone in a minute, and that's what Milei and Massa hope to achieve.
Some are sounding the alarm that 2024 could be the first, quote, deepfake election. Quite scary.
Now, before the people of Taiwan hit the polling stations, Professor, this morning, they faced a wave of disinformation that is being viewed as a Chinese strategy to influence voters.
This audio tape began circulating online. It purported to be a recording of a conversation in which Shemechka talks about stealing the election.
Meanwhile, China amplifies its state-aligned campaign by using AI-generated deepfake news anchors under the brand name Wolf News.
We have to condition our voters to understand that everything that they see on the internet may not be real.
2024 marks the year when the most people ever in history will vote. Nearly half the world's population will vote in a democratic election this year. Meanwhile, AI technology has been advancing at an alarming rate, leading to numerous instances around the world where AI is being used to proliferate disinformation and influence the outcomes of elections. This includes here in the US, where in January, robocalls featuring an AI-produced version of Joe Biden's voice encouraged people not to vote in the New Hampshire primary. Meanwhile, Congress is doing nothing. It's passing bills to ban TikTok over fears that China will influence our elections, which doesn't get to the root of the issue. Bad actors are using AI to the detriment of democracies everywhere. What we do about that will have profound implications as AI continues to improve and become easier and easier for anyone to use. This is why AI is a threat to democracy. Roll the intro. A recent story came out discussing how election disinformation has taken a big leap with AI being used to deceive worldwide. The coverage discusses that nation-state actors from China, Russia, and Iran are likely to conduct misinformation campaigns during the 2024 elections. Deepfake technology is being used to create misleading content in various countries, and concerns are rising about the prevalence of deepfakes and their potential impact on the upcoming elections, especially in India. If you're interested in fact-checking your news about the upcoming election to make sure you don't get duped by AI, Ground News is a great place to start. I am genuinely so impressed with Ground News and so happy that they're partnering with me on today's video because they are genuinely a great source for combating your own biases and identifying biases in the media you consume, as well as a whole host of other super helpful tools. I use it every day for my research and I think it's a great tool. Ground News is a website and app that makes it super easy to stay up to date on the news, but in a way that gives you so much more context than a single source ever could. You can follow along with me at ground.news/Lija. For this article, Ground News shows the differences in how it's being covered on the left and right. Here, the left is giving more of a global overview, covering diverse nations, whereas the right is really focused on how nation-state actors are trying to influence elections with AI. And if you scroll down, you can see the bias distribution of which news sources are covering this story and where they fall on the political spectrum. Plus, read the headlines and news articles from each individual source, noting the factuality rating for each source and who owns the news source. This gives you so much more context than a quick internet search ever could. Plus, don't miss the Ground News 2024 election page, where you can stay up to date on all the latest election news. So click the link in the description or go to ground.news/Lija and sign up to get 40% off unlimited access to get reliable information about the 2024 election. Thanks, Ground News. It turns out that since the dawn of the internet, politicians and the government have been trying to figure out how to partner with it and regulate it, largely unsuccessfully. AI is just the latest chapter in this, but it's been going on for about 30 years. The year 1996 marked a milestone with the launch of the first presidential campaign websites, a novel concept that brought politics into the digital age. This era also saw Microsoft teaming up with NBC to launch the Decision 96 website, offering a new platform for political discourse. It was a period of firsts, from the first e-commerce transaction in 1994, paving the way for online political donations in 1998, to the inception of Google AdWords in 2000. The digital landscape was rapidly evolving. The internet, initially celebrated for its potential to democratize information, quickly became an indispensable tool for political campaigns. The early 2000s saw further milestones, such as the first podcasts distributed through RSS in 2000, and the phenomenon of Google bombing in 2001, which highlighted the potential for misuse of these digital platforms. The term term Google bombing gained popularity in the early 2000s when internet users discovered they could influence Google's search results by collectively linking to a site with the same anchor text. One of the most famous examples of Google bombing occurred in the early 2000s when searching for the phrase "dumb motherfucker" led to the official biography of George W. Bush. And this was not the result of Google's algorithms naturally associating the term with that page, but actually the effect of a coordinated effort by users who linked to Bush's biography using the phrase "dumb motherfucker" as the anchor text. And even in the 2000 election, fears of misinformation spread over the internet were present. In a September 2000 issue of Searcher magazine, Paul S. Piper, a librarian from Western Washington University, warned that counterfeit websites could fool people into believing things that weren't true, including fake George W. Bush websites. Despite these challenges and concerns, optimism about the internet's role in democracy prevailed. In the wake of the 2004 presidential election, it was clear that internet campaigning was here to stay, with e-campaign departments becoming a standard part of political organizations. And this optimism really reached its peak around the 2008 presidential election, heralded as the Facebook election. It was the first election where all candidates, presidential and congressional alike, were attempting to connect directly with American voters via Facebook and, yes, even MySpace. Barack Obama's successful campaign demonstrated the power of social media to mobilize voters, setting a new standard for digital campaigning. Throughout his presidency, Obama utilized social media to reach voters. He was interviewed by Facebook executives, hosted a Twitter town hall, and Congress held its first hackathon. The Arab Spring of 2011 further underscored the transformative potential of social media, as protesters used these platforms to organize and broadcast their struggle for democracy to the world. Again in the 2012 election, social media was heralded and used extensively in political advertising, communication, and voter activation. And the platforms leaned into their role. Google released data showing how much people were talking about the candidates and the issues. Facebook released tips for candidates on how to use the platform and released an election app with CNN. Twitter created a political engagement map. Even Amazon released a map where people could track the most popular political books by state. Then came Donald Trump. The 2016 US presidential election marked a dramatic turning point. The extensive use of social media for political discourse, once seen as a boon for democracy, revealed its darker side. This was largely caused by Trump's reliance on Twitter to communicate with his base of supporters in a way never seen before by a candidate. Most politicians in the past had at least one line of social media managers between the candidate and the posting apps, which were filtering their statements into politically strategic posts. Not Trump. He was clearly tweeting by himself, off the cuff, at all hours of the day and night, with very little regard for the political strategy or even the accuracy of his tweets. The fallout from the 2016 election was swift and severe. Tech companies, once hailed as champions of democracy, found themselves facing intense scrutiny and criticism. In September 2017, Facebook released a statement saying it had found 2016 political ads originating in Russia. In 2018, it was revealed that a firm called Cambridge Analytica had used data from Facebook users without their consent to build extensive voter profiles that were then used to place targeted ads. These revelations exposed the vulnerabilities of social media platforms to manipulation and misuse, and started a conversation about the exploitation of user data that we still don't have many answers to. In response, these companies introduced a range of measures aimed at combating misinformation and enhancing the transparency of political ads. But then AI came along and said, "Hold my fucking beer." Even prior to the launch of ChatGPT in 2022, the world was contending with the reality of AI, especially in the form of quickly proliferating deepfakes. Deepfakes, a fusion of deep learning and fake, leverage AI to replace the likeness of one person with another in videos and images, making it nearly impossible to discern genuine media from manipulated content. This technology, particularly through the use of generative adversarial networks, or GANs, represents a significant leap forward in AI's capabilities in the last decade and raises numerous ethical and legal questions. GANs involve two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator. The generator creates images and videos that are fake, while the discriminator assesses them against the actual footage to see whether or not they're convincing. And through iterative processes, the generator gets increasingly better at producing realistic fakes all on its own. And then, of course, there's ChatGPT, which learns based on trillions and trillions of pieces of data we feed it, so it can guess rather accurately how to string words together. And as we've seen over and over again throughout human history, where there's new technology, there are bad actors figuring out how to use it for nefarious purposes. Some random personal examples that I've seen of AI being used for nefarious purposes on TikTok include one channel called Facebook Comments comments where a guy just reads off boomer comments on Facebook as written. It's very funny, but a lot of his videos are of people reacting very sincerely to images that are very clearly created by AI.
No one like my artwork. I do. Fantastic. I love it. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Wonderful. So beautiful, comma. Gorgeous work. Yes.
I saw another TikTok of a woman talking about a deepfake video of her being used to sell erectile dysfunction pills. And I've played around with Midjourney to learn how that works. Midjourney is an AI image generation tool. And you can look at user-generated images within your Midjourney account, and just scrolling through, a lot of them are clearly people trying to make sexual images almost exclusively of women. And the vast majority of deepfakes are of women in sexual scenarios. Even Taylor Swift, for all her money and power and fame, isn't immune to the dangers of AI and deepfakes, which was revealed after graphic AI-generated images of her were shared on the internet and garnered millions of views before being removed. AI obviously has its limitations. When I tried to get Midjourney to generate a courtroom sketch of a black female attorney, it couldn't do it accurately and in the correct style. But it could do one perfectly of a white man. I also couldn't get it to generate accurate art of a woman in judge's robes. This AI is being taught with what we as a society have created. There aren't many pictures of black female attorneys depicted in courtroom sketches because racism. And that racism is then baked into AI. Midjourney is just one example of how AI reflects the deep-rooted inequalities in the datasets that they're trained on. In response to the misuse of AI in the entertainment industry, a landmark agreement was reached following the Screen Actors Guild strike last year, demanding consent for the use of digital replicas of actors, another example of how AI is being misused by powerful actors to skirt the system. Get actors to sign away their AI likeness rights for a single payment, profit off that agreement into eternity. I think this issue with the Screen Actors Guild is just a canary in the coal mine, signifying what's to come as large corporations begin learning how to exploit AI to save money. But even outside of jobs and economics and the very real threat of misuse of your image or likeness for nefarious purposes, the biggest, most widespread threat posed by AI is likely the threat to our democracy and the proliferation of misinformation that has already taken hold, especially since the 2016 election. The World Economic Forum has flagged AI-powered misinformation as the most immediate threat to the global economy, emphasizing its potential to undermine democracy and polarize society even further. The accessibility of AI technologies means that sophisticated synthetic content capable of swaying public opinion or questioning the legitimacy of governments can now be created by virtually anyone, anywhere. And this means that our elections are at stake both in the US and around the world. Like I said, this year in 2024, more voters than ever in history will be voting in elections in at least 64 countries and the European Union, representing about 49% of the entire population on Earth. This is incredibly consequential given the rise in AI recently and the examples we're already seeing of how AI can interfere with elections around the world. In Moldova, a deepfake video depicted President Maia Sandu endorsing a Russian-friendly party and announcing plans to resign just before local elections. Officials believe the Russian government orchestrated this to erode trust in Moldova's electoral process and institutions. In Taiwan, an AI-generated clip falsely showed a US congressman promising stronger military support for Taiwan if certain candidates were elected, stirring concerns about foreign interference in Taiwan's politics via social media platforms. In China, pro-China bots disseminated videos of AI-generated news anchors promoting narratives favorable to China and critical of the United States. A state-aligned campaign used video-generated AI to fabricate news and anchors. In Slovakia, audio clips seemingly of the Liberal Party leader were widely shared discussing vote rigging and hiking beer prices, leveraging the difficulty in verifying audio-only deepfakes to sway public opinion. In Bangladesh, a video falsely depicting opposition lawmaker Rumin Farhana in a bikini circulated widely, causing outrage and demonstrating the effectiveness of even low-quality AI fakes in areas with limited media literacy. In Argentina, AI-generated audio recordings falsely implicated Carlos Melkonian, a political figure, in making derogatory remarks about women and corruptly offering government positions, significantly impacting the electoral narrative. In the Ukraine, a viral deepfake of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky surrendering to Russia highlighted the potential for AI to distort geopolitical narratives. And in the United States, as I said, robocalls that used AI to mimic President Joe Biden discouraged voters in New Hampshire from participating in the primary election this year. The AI simulated Biden's common phrases in an attempt to influence influence voters who answered the phone. And these are just a few examples of the ways AI is being used by nefarious actors to influence elections all over the world. Experts fear a myriad of potential complications that will be exacerbated by AI in our elections. Here are some of the most concerning ways that AI could influence our elections. High-quality deepfake generation. Leveraging free and low-cost generative AI services from tech companies, virtually anyone can now use AI and create deepfakes. The ease of creation and low barrier to entry marks a significant leap forward from the past when using AI required extensive resources and technical knowledge. Rampant misinformation and disinformation. Sophisticated AI tools are being used to churn out realistic yet completely fabricated audio clips, images, and text. This could lead to widespread misinformation, misrepresenting candidates' statements, fabricating their actions, or falsely depicting events that never occurred. Foreign entities attempting to influence US elections will be able to use AI to create believable written content without the usual giveaways that the text was written by a non-native speaker or a bot. This can then be proliferated through convincing-looking news websites, making people with low media literacy especially vulnerable to being manipulated. Erosion of public trust. The proliferation of AI-generated content threatens the very foundation of public trust in the media. As the technology becomes more advanced, distinguishing between real and fake content becomes a daunting challenge, leading to widespread skepticism and doubt about the authenticity of information generally. Voter disenfranchisement. The deployment of AI-powered chatbots spewing false and misleading information could disenfranchise voters. Misinformation regarding voting procedures, locations, and times could significantly disrupt the voting process, leading to lower voter turnout and potentially skewed election results. Manipulation of election administration. Beyond influencing voter perception, AI could be weaponized to manipulate the administration of elections themselves. By spreading disinformation aimed at suppressing voter turnout or manufacturing fake evidence of election misconduct like ballot tampering or shredding, AI could severely undermine public confidence in the electoral process. The aftermath of elections could see AI being used to fabricate content such as audio clips of candidates falsely claiming to have rigged the results. This could incite unrest and violence, challenging the peaceful transfer of power and the legitimacy of election outcomes. Targeted disinformation campaigns. With AI's ability to generate tailored content, disinformation campaigns could target vulnerable or marginalized communities more precisely, exacerbating existing barriers to their democratic participation and potentially skewing electoral outcomes. Artificial consensus manufacturing. AI-generated text can flood online spaces, skewing discussions and creating a false perception of consensus on controversial election issues. And this can sway public opinion, influence voter behavior, and exacerbate divisions within our society. And the most insidious and unexpected outcome of all of this is that truth itself becomes refutable. The truth has been debatable for years thanks to Trump's calls of fake news and conspiracy theorists disbelieving experts in science, but with AI, the actual truth becomes debunkable. Truthful accusations can be refuted as merely an AI-generated fluke. It gives all politicians the plausible deniability to say, that wasn't me, that was AI. And as AI technology advances at a rapid pace, it's getting harder and harder to tell fact from fiction. And while the examples I've given you and the potential interference with national elections is bad, perhaps the biggest threat is at the local level. When a national politician is the subject of potential AI impersonation, many resources are available to detect AI and refute the evidence. Local elections don't have that influence, that reach, and that access to resources. It is far less likely that AI used in local elections will be as easily detected, and even less likely that its use would be roundly refuted enough to convince the public that it was fake. Once someone hears what they think to be a fact and believes it to be true, it becomes very difficult to dislodge it. That's why disinformation is so dangerous. Once it's out there, it's very hard to make it go away, especially at local, smaller scales where there are fewer resources. This means that AI could be more covertly used to influence local elections, which has a more immediate and tangible impact on people's day-to-day lives than national elections tend to. Not to mention the fact that the most active voters in this country tend to be older. The elderly are far more likely to fall victim to scams and disinformation because they didn't grow up with the internet or come of age while the whole, you know, Nigerian prince scam was going around. Every millennial knows about the Nigerian prince and learned very early on in our education that the things sent to your inbox or eventually shared on social media aren't necessarily true and may actually be an active scam. Of course, millennials are still vulnerable to falling for scams and disinformation, but considering the proportion of our most active voters who believe everything on Facebook is a bit disheartening and highlights how vulnerable this country is to election tampering, especially locally. And with all this information about credible threats from outside our country and within it to undermine our elections using AI, Congress has gotten together and done what it knows how to do best. Write a bill that hyper-focuses on one politically charged aspect of the problem that will definitely not really solve anything. Enter the new bill that was just passed in the House that would force TikTok's parent company to sell TikTok to a buyer approved by the US government or be banned. The government is concerned that China could demand user data from TikTok's parent company ByteDance and then have a lot of information about US citizens it could then used to tailor content to influence us and our elections. And listen, 170 million Americans use TikTok. That's a lot of use and a lot of user data. But also 175 million Americans use Facebook. And despite being made in America, Facebook has proven time and again that it cannot handle user data responsibly. Whether it's actively violating federal discrimination laws or allowing user data to be used without consent by an outside company, Facebook's status as American-owned doesn't protect us from much at all. But TikTok is in China, and conservatives are obsessed with China, so this has become a politicized way to assert that obsession. And US intelligence officials have raised alarms that China could use TikTok to influence 2024 elections. In fact, a report from the 2024 Annual Threat Assessment of the US intelligence community said that it had found TikTok accounts run by a Chinese government propaganda arm that maybe reportedly targeted candidates from both political parties during US midterm elections in 2022. That being said, multiple news sources have reported that no actual evidence of the Chinese government tampering with TikTok has been provided. And when pressed by Congress, leaders in the CIA and FBI have said that these threats are hypothetical at best at this point. And given the public snafu of last year's TikTok hearings on Capitol Hill, which resulted in excellent content on TikTok itself, our lawmakers aren't necessarily the most equipped to be addressing the ways in which this app is used or not used to influence US citizens, because they can't seem to figure out how to use the app, period.
That entail TikTok funding or offset.
Reported that TikTok's algorithms are so
protect teens, your algorithm continues to promote harmful content. Wouldn't you agree that indicates there is something inherently wrong with the algorithm your platform employs?
TikTok will grow into a much bigger problem, a cancer, if you will.
Mr. Chu, does TikTok access the home Wi-Fi network?
Only if the user turns on the Wi-Fi. I may not understand.
So if I have a TikTok app on my phone.
TikTok, for its part, has pledged to combat the spread of disinformation. For the upcoming EU elections, TikTok has said it will launch an in-app election center that will help people separate fact from fiction. TikTok said it is working with 9 fact-checking organizations in Europe and plans to launch additional media literacy campaigns this year. And this all reminds me of the early days of Facebook and Twitter, who prided themselves on partnering with governments to provide election information. But we're not really fooled by that anymore, and I think that's a good thing. We have a healthy dose of skepticism about any private company or their bought-out politicians ever actually working in our favor unless it improves their bottom line, and even then they'll probably do a half-assed job of it. But I don't think banning TikTok is the way to handle this. It's like playing whack-a-mole. Something else will pop up in its stead if it does get banned, and there will be new concerns about data privacy with that one too, because we'll have done nothing to actually solve the underlying problem, which is the use of the internet and now AI to spread disinformation, whether that's with TikTok or some other app. Efforts to regulate AI face a number of hurdles, and existing laws that have been around some since before the internet are usually ill-equipped to handle new claims brought by people who have been targeted by AI. In California, laws protect against the unauthorized commercial use of individuals' images, meaning your image cannot be used to sell stuff without your consent. But these laws don't extend full protection against non-commercial AI-generated images and deepfakes. So if someone takes your image and creates a deepfake out of it for fun, there's not much you can do about it. Deepfakes pose legal challenges when used for defamation or harassment or other harmful purposes. Traditional defamation laws, which target false statements, are less effective against the visual and auditory deception of deepfakes. We've not really had to deal with scenarios in which believable images and sounds are falsified to paint a person in a bad light. Similarly, criminal laws do not explicitly address the creation or dissemination of deepfakes, fitting them into broader categories of cybercrimes or sexual offenses. There are a handful of states that have outlawed revenge porn, but those laws, despite being so new, were not written with deepfake porn in mind. And that's just the personal liability cases tied to deepfakes. Regulating the use of AI to tamper with elections is a whole other can of worms. The European Union is set to mandate that social media platforms label all AI-generated deepfakes to reduce disinformation risks, although this regulation will take effect after the EU's parliamentary elections this year. Additionally, many major tech companies just signed a pact to prevent AI tools from disrupting elections. The apps, including Meta, have voluntarily committed to labeling deepfakes on their platforms. But platforms like Telegram, which uses encrypted chats, did not sign the voluntary pact and present challenges in monitoring and controlling deepfake content. The Federal Communications Commission has taken a significant step by banning robocalls featuring AI-generated voices, aiming to combat election misinformation and scams like the one in New Hampshire featuring an AI version of Biden's voice. This regulation allows for hefty fines and legal action against those using AI voices in robocalls, enhancing protections against election interference and personal data compromise. At the state level, legislation is being introduced to combat political deepfakes by requiring disclaimers for AI used in elections and banning deepfakes that deceive voters. At this point, only 4 states have bans on the use of AI in elections officially on the books. Here in Minnesota, state law prohibits the publication of deepfakes meant to harm a candidate and without the candidate's consent within 90 days of an election. Federally, proposals are under consideration to ban deceptive AI-generated content in political campaigns and require disclaimers on AI-generated political ads. Despite these efforts, a comprehensive federal approach to regulating AI in politics has yet to materialize. Probably because they're too busy trying to ban TikTok instead of coming up with actual comprehensive solutions. The fact of the matter is that social media companies do play a huge, outsized role in our elections and in the control or lack thereof of the spread of disinformation and the use of AI to interfere with our elections. They've known their role was huge from the very beginning and have been partnering with the government for 25 years at this point. The government, however, has been painfully slow to realize that these private companies are ultimately motivated by money and not by the public interest, and so it is the government's job to step in and regulate them to make sure that our literal democracy isn't in jeopardy. They're trying to do that with this TikTok ban, at least in theory, but we've already seen that any of these social media companies has access to data that could be used to interfere with elections, no matter what country they're based in. And letting these companies regulate themselves by signing voluntary pacts with no actual enforcement mechanisms means that they're just going to continue to misuse our data and information, likely to our detriment. But honestly, even with good regulations in place, it's relatively easy to flout the rules online and remain anonymous. There will always be bad actors who will get around the law. There are some positive uses of AI being tested, like AI that helps spot misinformation, AI that can identify other AI, and other tools that are being developed just as fast as nefarious AI is being developed, to hopefully even the playing field and promote greater awareness of what's real and what's AI generated. And that's great, but I think education is power in this case, and media literacy can play a huge role in helping to stop the spread of disinformation. I truly think that the main way that we're going to be able to combat disinformation at this point, given how widespread it is and how easy it is to spread, especially now with AI, is through an extensive media literacy campaign. I'm talking war against drugs, DARE program level shit. It needs to be in every school. It needs to be featured on after school specials. There needs to be PSAs about it. There should be programs in every workplace to teach people how to spot disinformation. There needs to be catchy sayings and posters and t-shirts that will end up in Goodwills for years to come. There needs to be a massive activation to change the culture so that people are more informed and proactive about disinformation. A culture shift akin to the one that made smoking change from normal and widespread to relatively rare in one generation. We should be able to look back and think, wow, I literally cannot believe people were out there believing this stuff. That is part of what the government should be doing, not banning TikTok. But since there is no movement that large at this point, consider this your PSA.
Hi, I'm Legia Miller. I'm here to talk to you about something I really care about, democracy. Think about this. Did you know that our democracy is at risk because of a new technology known as artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence, or AI, allows anyone with a connection to the World Wide Web to create audio, images, and even video that looks realistic but isn't actually real. This can make you believe something is true when it actually isn't. So next time you're scrolling on the information superhighway and you see a photo or video, look for the following signs that it's made by AI. Is there a face in the image or video? Deepfakes almost always focus on facial transformations. Look at the cheeks and forehead. Do they seem unnaturally smooth or unmoving? Do they seem too bright or washed out compared to the lighting in the rest of the image? Look at the eyes. Do they blink naturally or not at all? Is the shadow under the eyes or eyebrows natural or does it seem off? Are they wearing glasses or is a mirror depicted in the scene? Check to see if the glare on the glasses matches the lighting in the scene and look at the mirror to see if it matches the scene it's reflecting. Look at the hair and facial hair. Is it moving normally or does it seem fake, stiff, or incongruous? Look at the lip movements. Do they look synced with the sound, or are they slightly off? Pay attention to where the neck meets the rest of the body. Is it moving naturally, or does it jump around or seem like the wrong color? In still images, look at the hands and the details. Often, people will have an unusual number of fingers. The edges of their hair will be blurred, or lines won't meet up where they should. Sometimes, using these tips will help you spot the fake content. But technology is getting pretty advanced, so even a trained eye may not be able to spot what's real and what's fake. So it's important to keep the following things in mind, no matter what media you're consuming. Where did this video or image come from? Can you name the source? If not, keep some healthy skepticism. If you know the source, is that source generally reputable? Is it an established news organization, educational institution, or other source that has a track record of posting true, reliable information? Or is it a source with an unknown or shady track record? Does a quick search online confirm the information depicted in the video? Be sure to cross-check the information in the video before believing it to be true. Also ask why this person or entity shared this video. Do they have an ulterior motive? Are they trying to form a narrative or manipulate the conversation? Together, we can fight this war and promote deceptive AI and deepfake democracy interference education for all. But I can't do this alone. The world needs Daddy. When bad actors and foreign adversaries threaten our elections, Daddy saves the day. Daddy wants you to say no to fake news. Will you listen?
This message brought to you by Daddy.
So, what have we learned today? The internet has been used for decades at this point to influence elections. Trump brought the spread of misinformation, especially via social media, to the forefront of the national conversation in 2016. AI, like ChatGPT and the proliferation of deepfakes, is making it harder to tell fact from fiction. There are already examples of deepfakes and AI affecting elections around the world. AI has the ability to influence elections, promote voter suppression, and spread disinformation at alarming rates. The ultimate effect is that we don't know what's real and what's not, allowing for politicians to deny very real allegations and blame AI, and for bad actors to affect the outcome of our elections, either before or after we cast our ballots. Regulations are slow to come, but banning TikTok isn't the answer. While we wait for politicians to learn what the internet is, we really need a widespread mass education initiative to bring media literacy to the masses. Because AI isn't going away, and it's just getting smarter, but we can work to promote education and awareness so that fewer people fall prey to its influence. Thank you to my Patreon community and my YouTube members for supporting the research and work that goes into these videos. Consider checking out my Patreon community or clicking the big join button below to become a member here on YouTube. You'll be supporting my work and getting access to special extra content. You can also get early access to next week's video, exclusive live streams, exclusive access to my brand new book club, and so much more. This extra content is the same whether you join as a YouTube member or on Patreon. Your support helps to keep these videos free for everyone and further our mission towards legal and political education for all. Shout out to my newest supporters, as well as supporters in my royal tiers, and a very special shout out to my multi-platinum supporters, Joshua Cole, Thomas Johnson, Sophia Sams, Anthony Giles, and Brett Piontek. Your generosity makes this channel what it is, so thank you. If you like this video, you'll also like my video about how political violence is ruining our democracy. Thanks so much for watching. Have a good day. Bye-bye.